Great pleasure to introduce our next guest. He plays for the St. John's Ice Caps. He was the NHL All-Star Game MVP. He is now the proud father of four. Joining us from Syracuse, please welcome to the program, Mr. John Scott, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up, guys?
How are you, man?
I'm good.
So let me. How's life been?
It's starting to slow down, but it's been good. Like you said, I got four girls now. I got a MVP All-Star game under my belt, so I can't really complain too much.
Yeah. How much has your we celebrated what happened in your life here, specifically on this show. We dedicated 2, 3, 4 days just to the story, just to the narrative, just to the fact that, you know, someone like yourself that a great teammate, guys love you, you get this experience, and in the end, you win and you win and you win again. How much has your life changed in the last month and a half?
That whole little 2-week stretch was a big change, but now it's just kind of back to normal, back to business, so it hasn't really changed too much. I'm sure, you know, when I go to Toronto or stuff like that, I'll get noticed a little bit more, but it hasn't really changed too much.
Wanted to ask you a couple of things. Did any rumor, we heard rumors of book deals and movie deals and all that stuff. I mean, is that still having those conversations, or is that kind of slowed down?
They're still talking about them. Yeah, obviously that's something that's changed a lot. But the movie thing is still, I think, going to happen, which is going to be super cool. But no books, I don't think, of yet.
You're not going to write a book?
I don't know. Not yet, no.
John, who would you want to play you in the movie? You?
No. I have no idea. Probably someone. Well, the guy from Goon would probably be perfect, but he's already spoken for. So we'll have to probably look somewhere else.
And when you found out, it's funny, you win the All-Star Game MVP, you couldn't have written a better story, your team wins in the All-Star Game. I mean, it was the perfect storm. So take us through, you finish the game, and does someone approach you, someone call your agent and say, listen, this is an unbelievable story, we got to do a movie?
Well, it was funny, I had a call before I even went to the game from somebody, a writer. And he said, this could turn out to be, he did an article on me, and he said, this could turn out to be a movie. I've been approached by a few people. I wouldn't be surprised if they did a movie. And then that was before I even left to go to Nashville. And lo and behold, all the stuff happens, blah, blah, blah. And he calls me right after, and he goes, this is for sure going to be a movie now. So don't be surprised if you get a bunch of offers. And he was actually one of the people who went in with like a movie company and kind of approached me. And that's the guy I went with. Well, so far, I really like him. So hopefully it works out.
Do you know anything about when it starts or what the timeline is, or are you just focusing right now on playing hockey?
Oh, I don't know. I just get updates from my agent every week, so I don't really know much, but I think they want to do it fairly quickly just so, you know, it's still fresh in everyone's mind.
John, obviously the whole voting process was done by some bloggers here, very familiar to our radio station as well. When did it get real for you that this is actually, you know, might be a real possibility that I do get voted in as the captain as a Pacific Division team?
It was pretty early. I think within like the first week and a half, maybe even the second week of voting, I was just like, this is 100% going to happen, because I had all these people telling me they were voting for me, and then someone brought to my attention that the NHL was supposed to release the vote total every week, and they never did it. And I was just thinking, well, it's because I'm probably crushing everybody and they don't want to be embarrassed by it. So I knew fairly early on that I was going to have a pretty good shot at making it in.
John, one of the parts of this whole story, and I don't know if you'll ever get to a point where you share, some of the backroom details about your dealings with whoever it was in the NHL, but it really made the story even that much more compelling is when they said, hey, listen, do you think you'll embarrass your kids? And your Players Tribune article that came out as a result. The phone call that you got that day, and I assume there were more than one, did at any point in time, because you handled it with such grace and dignity and you really kind of protected the people involved that had those conversations, will you ever give the details as far as that conversation and what else was said?
No, I'm not one to kind of dig too deep, but I don't want to really start much controversy. I just thought it was important for people to know exactly kind of what I was going through, but not everything in detail. So I won't air any more laundry. That's just not kind of how I am. I I think I'll keep that to me and the person I talk to.
Did they ever say, listen, we just don't want you playing in this?
Yeah.
Did the guy's name rhyme with Larry?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, because that makes the story that much more compelling, right? Because you've got, and I'm sure you've watched movies before, but you got your hero that kind of, you know, survives against all odds, and he soldiers through and he makes good decisions. But it was almost like at every turn where someone's saying, yeah, listen, we don't want you playing in it. And then they start playing the, hey, don't embarrass your kids card. And you just continue to soldier on and do what you want to do. And at any point in time, did that steal your resolve, or did you ever go, you know what, maybe he's right?
Well, yeah, at first I didn't want it to happen. Then, yeah, as it started to get a little more momentum, I definitely kind of didn't really want to go. But then I kept talking to guys on my team and everybody else, my family, and they said, you should do this. And it was up until the last, I think, day. Like, I think the voting ended January 30th or something like that. And it was up until the last day. That's when I got that call from the league, and I was still wavering, and I was going back and forth. And then they kind of pulled my kids into it, and that's when I was like, you know what, I'm going. This is... You kind of sealed your fate there, and that's what was the last decider.
Hey, when you took that check from Gary, did you give him a wink or say anything to him at center ice?
No, we're fine. Like, we had a chat before. I never have any problems with the league or Gary. It's just they kind of went about their way the wrong way, I thought. I never have any problems with them, and I think they were trying to do the right thing by having me not play. I think they were just worried for me, and they didn't want kind of have this tall guy who doesn't score in the All-Star game kind of maybe embarrass him a little bit. And I get that. I just think they kind of went about it the wrong way.
Yeah.
So I have no problems with Gary. And I think he was worried I was going to do something silly up there. But no, we just shook hands and said, thanks for everything. I appreciate it. And that's where we left it.
You know what I would have said because of the ratings and the story and how much press it got? I would have just walked up. If I were you, I would have just said, you're welcome.
Everybody wanted me just to sucker punch him or something. But.
Thank God you didn't.
No, I'm joking.
Hey, listen, John, I know you got to get to work, and I appreciate it. You're in Syracuse with the St. John's Ice Caps. How are things going? How are the teammates? You still having fun?
Yeah, we're having fun. We're starting to string some wins together, so that's good. We're, I think, just out of the playoffs now. But it's nice to be back playing and just getting a regular shift and not worrying about all the other stuff.
How are the Twins?
They're doing good. They're going to come out to St. John's, I think, in 3 weeks to come and visit with Mom. So it'll be nice.